Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Monday in every sense of that word, at least in this house. Hope you're all doing well. Hope you had a great weekend, whatever you were doing, whoever you were with. I'm pretty sure you were all carrying the G, because that's what Packers fans do, and that's what we do here with all of you worldwide. If you sense a somewhat tired, perhaps browbeaten tone in my voice, it's been a day. So I apologize that I'm not my usual bubbly, let's go get it kind of self here on Packers Daily, but yeah. So what are you going to do, you know, other than talk about Devontae Wyatt and the fact that I'm really excited? I've been rewatching the 2023 season and kind of going through and trying to look at some of these defensive players and start to at least attempt to project how they're going to fit into what the Packers want to do in this new defensive style that they're going to employ, new scheme, especially on early downs, but also some of the third down pressure package stuff. And I'm telling you, folks, I really think Devontae Wyatt's going to take a big, big jump for two reasons. Number one is, yeah, the change of system, scheme, and his usage is going to be a tad different. I think there are going to be some similarities as far as what he's asked to do. But I do think the rotational aspect of the front four and how he'll probably be on the field a bit more on some of these pass rushing downs, I get the sense that that coupled with just his natural progression, not only just individually as Devontae Wyatt in with the Green Bay Packers, but kind of historically at that position across the league. And we've heard Matt reference this a few times and Goody as well. The transition at defensive line, guys are taken and, you know, thrown into the mix, so to speak, right away. And it takes some time. And I know because of the fact that he was a first round pick, a lot of people kind of view him through a particular lens and think, oh boy, maybe they kind of overdrafted him and whatnot. And I'll admit, yeah, those, you know, that first year plus certainly underwhelming results when it comes to the splash play department. I think overall he's been damn solid. And I think as this second year in the league kind of wore on, you did start to see some flashes, improvement, learning from mistakes, and just basically understanding the NFL game in a way that certainly he did in his rookie year. And something that's what you want to see, right? Draft and develop. People kind of are really, I don't know, impatient with the development part. But I think you throw all those factors together, not only with the guys he's going to be playing with who are already on hand, whether that's Kenny Clark, whether that's the guys on the outside, but whatever might happen in this draft and free agency, I do think, you know, you put him in a different mix, third year in the league, the way, like I said, he's been coming on, you saw just improvement from, you know, early in last year to the end of the season where things like balance, coming to balance after winning blocks up front rather than just kind of throwing yourself at the quarterback. They're little things, but they all add up. And I think, like I said, third year in the league, new system that should hopefully get him a few more one-on-ones and let him get after the quarterback in certain situations. I think some of these splash plays that we've been yearning for when it comes to Devontae's play, that's going to start to materialize. And I'm really excited about it. Now, I understand there are always going to be naysayers. There are people who have planted their flag as far as, oh, no, he was way overdrafted and blah, blah, blah. And they'll never really give him a fair shake. But I think this is the season in 2024 where you start to see, you know, I'm not expecting dominant play, but a true, you know, force up front that helps the Packers control the line of scrimmage with their four-man fronts on early downs, which, man, that's paramount. I know we're all talking about some fun additions to the safety room or possibly corner, definitely probably slot corner, etc. But, man, all of that is secondary in the scheme switch in particular if the Packers don't control things up front. And I think Devontae is a big piece in that regard, or is going to be going forward. So I'm excited to see what he has in store for us as Packers fans. Hello to everybody in the comments section. So good to see everybody. Hope you're all doing well. Got a bunch of folks. I see Brandy. I love this comment. If anyone plays Madden on the Xbox, my hubby got the game and he sucks at it. Brandy, I'm going to tell you something. We all suck at it. At some point you meet somebody online, especially who just kicks your ass. I had that happen to me this past weekend on a Saturday afternoon. Had a moment to like, yeah, fire it up, and I was all excited to get some Madden time. And this kid, and he was a kid, proceeded to absolutely wipe the floor with me. And I'm decent at Madden. I can hold my own. But Yeah, we all arrive at a moment where we meet someone in our Madden journey who is just flat out better than us. And that was the case this past weekend for myself. But it, for your hubby or anyone else online and checking out the stream and the Cheesehead TV in general, you can find me on Xbox as Acme Aaron. Acme Aaron is my handle. Let's throw down sometime. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hope you're all doing well. What else we got? We got Mimsy with a super chat. What's going on, man? Pour one out for Russ. Clap. Let's ride. Yes, the basically the Broncos making it official a little bit before I went live here that they will be releasing Russell Wilson at the start of the new league year on March 13th. Obviously, waiting to do so is because that way they can basically separate, you know, cut the cap hit, which is $85 million. Into two parts, making him basically designating him a June 1st release. Yeah, I mean, wow, what a ride in Denver. And, you know, here's the crazy part. He was playing some pretty decent ball towards the end, and it sure feels like Sean Payton just don't want anything to do with the guy. And I'm fascinated to see where Wilson ends up next. Let's just put it that way. Speaking of NFL talk, if you're followed along in any way, shape, or form with myself and Bill Schmid at 97.3 The Game, I'm happy to announce that Bill and I are going to be throwing it down every week. We're going to bring back Carry the G Radio here on the YouTube channel, not on 97.3 The Game, but here on Cheesehead TV's YouTube, starting tomorrow afternoon. So, you know, check that out. Come take a listen, because we're going to be talking not just Packers, but pretty much everything NFL each and every week throughout the offseason. It's going to be a lot of fun. Speaking of the offseason, while I have you here, be sure to check out, sign up for the Cheesehead Nation newsletter from Cheesehead TV. Each and every week, every Thursday morning, all the latest on the Packers, Cheesehead TV in your inbox. Once a week during the offseason, we'll be ramping up once the season kicks off to twice a week. Make sure you sign up for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Launched the first one last week, got a great response. More to come starting this Thursday morning. Hope you guys will jump on board. What else we got here, folks? What else we got? Oh, I got some super chats. I can't miss them. Dustin says, Wyatt breakout year. Yes, please. I mean, you can categorize it as a breakout year if you need to, but I just think you're going to see a player really coming into his own. And it's tricky up front because it's hard to quantify. And I know there are a lot of tape maven guru types out there who will highlight really good plays or really bad plays, but on a down by down basis, I just think you're going to see a much more consistent player. I think you, again, saw flashes towards the end of the year. I think you're going to see them with more consistency starting in 2024. That's my guess. Mike Witt, thanks for the super chat. Random Packer of the day, Don Bracken. Oh, that's outstanding. Well done, Don Bracken. What a pull. Well done. M, how are you, man? Thanks for being a Carry the G Club member. Appreciate you. Non-Packer post, Dune 2. Just wow. We'll need at least another theater viewing. Oh, could not agree more. Olive and I went on Saturday, and holy Toledo, what an achievement. What an epic scope of storytelling. I, you know, had a quibble here or there with certain ways he went about telling the story, but overall, I absolutely loved it. I mean, I've been a fan of the book since I knew how to read. I remember my friend Ben, who's in Motel Man with me, he and I were big-time Dune nerds when we were kids. So, I loved how he handled most of it and just the sheer scope of it and how gorgeous it is to look at. Zimmer's score, the acting, everything. I loved it. I'm two major thumbs up. Could not agree more. Joe, what's going on, man? Wyatt in 2023 was like Nick Collins in 2007, in position to make plays, just didn't make them. In 2008, Nick had 7 interceptions and made the first Pro Bowl, hoping. Not a bad pull there, Joe. I tend to agree. I mean, obviously, it's never apples to apples, but you've seen this type of thing before, and that's a perfect example, right? Sometimes it takes a guy a couple years to truly pull it together. I just think Devontae's arrow is pointing up, no doubt. Dean Jordan, thanks for the super chat, man. On the note of Devontae Wyatt, who's your favorite post-2000 defensive tackle? Been admiring the nose tackle position since Capers arrived. Excited for some more two-time defensive tackle setups. I mean, how is it anybody other than BJ Raji? Let's go. The OG. I mean, there have been some good ones, but I mean, there are still people asking me about BJ Raji on this chat years and years after he retired. Gotta go with BJ. TKM, good to see you at your post, buddy. Nags, got nothing. Just wanted to say thanks for all you do. Pride and glory. That is the Green Bay Packers story. Amen, brother. Good to see you. Thanks for joining us, man. John Simatovich, how you doing? Any running backs impress you at the combine? Cody Schrader? Schrader was okay. You know who I really like is the Kentucky kid. I know everyone's on Braylon Allen to the Packers right now, and for good reason. I understand it. I can't remember that guy's name, but the back out of Kentucky, I like him as a day three pick for the Packers. One to watch, as the kids like to say. What else we got here, folks? Don't want to miss any. Want to miss any super chats. Nick, what's going on, man? Had a decent mock today where I got safeties Bullard and Newbin. You think Goody might go back-to-back years and doubling down on a position? I don't think that's impossible. I think it's entirely possible. And I think, obviously, as always, you know, value will drive that. I don't think it's something where Goody comes in and says, we're going to do this no matter what. But if those picks make the most sense when they're on the clock, even if they are at a position where, okay, we've made that selection already, well, yeah, I don't think there's any issue with doubling down. Now, I do wonder about, you know, where that might happen. Like, will it happen close together? Not necessarily. Maybe he takes Newbin, say, at 25 and then finds somebody much later, maybe even on day three, right? But, yeah, no, I don't think that's impossible at all. What else we got, folks? Longtime Badger fan, Braylon runs hard about once every 10 carries. Ooh, Dennis. Dennis with the shade at the Badger. What is this? Corey Banky's, what do you call it? Burner account? There we go. Corey asks, Nags, the back and forth over Jones needing to take less money. I must have misread Goot's comments about him staying a Packer. What's your take on Jones going elsewhere? Well, okay, I think a lot of that got misconstrued because of the initial way that Tom rolled out his piece. He did kind of, you know, clarify that they're not looking for him to take a pay cut. They want to work with him on reducing his cap hit for next season. Now, that could come via extension. That could come via, you know, trying to turn things into incentives, et cetera. But they want to lower his cap hit more than anything else. I think the Packers have every intention of ensuring Jones being a Packer in 2024 and maybe even beyond. But there still, you know, is a very realistic way that if they cannot come to some kind of agreement, that the Packers would have let him hit the free agent market just to show him that, okay, A, you're not going to do better than this, and B, we're not trying to be, you know, we're not trying to screw you, so to speak. But, you know, you never really know with Drew Rosenhaus. That's the other thing. That's the component here where, you know, they took it right down to the wire last year. Who knows what Drew is saying this year, especially after the production that Aaron had towards the end of the season. He could be very well saying, look, the Rams will probably give you a decent amount, you know, similar offense, et cetera. They're shown again and again that they're willing to spend on vets. You know, all these are all hypotheticals, right? But it's a possibility. So I tend to think, yes, Jones will be back. They'll figure something out with his contract by the 13th. But it's not a foregone conclusion. That's all. That's all it is. Cheesehead Joey, what's up, man? Would you feel comfortable taking Max Melton in the second? Yes, I would, but I'm a terrible GM, so don't listen to me. But yeah, I mean, look, his name is certainly popping since the combine. He tested very well. I know the tape is good too, which is, of course, what matters. Second feels rich, but they do have two picks in the second. I'd suspect they would wait probably till the third round at least, but you never know. You never know. I think here, the most important point, I know, like I said, he's getting a lot of pub right now because he did so well at the combine. Clearly, especially in Packer circles, his name keeps coming up because of his brother being on the squad already. I don't think it's a crazy idea that they draft the kid. Second round, again, feels a little rich. But hey, A.J. Dillon felt rich, and they took him in the second round, right? So you never really know. Never know. I definitely think we are draft two running backs this year. Jay, I think there's a very distinct possibility that happens on day three. Who knows, though, right? Like I said, they drafted AJ in the second. Anything's possible. But I very much agree with you. I think this is a draft where they come out, maybe not even in the draft per se. Like maybe they draft one on day three and then they grab another one in undrafted free agency. I mean, that's entirely possible as well, but there will be new blood in that room. Of that, there is zero doubt. Go Pack Go from West Virginia. What's up, Michael? Go Pack Go from New York City. Hope you're doing well. Go get the King Henry. Jones and Henry would be a lot of fun to watch together. Seattle, it's a fun idea, but as Ted Thompson used to say, this is not fantasy football. Henry's going to command a huge contract. Someone's going to pay him, and it isn't going to be the Green Bay Packers. They're already dealing with Aaron Jones' contract, you know? Also, I wanted to address this because I had someone on my Facebook page. It's always Facebook, isn't it? I'm kidding, people on Facebook. I'm kidding. Kind of. But I had someone on Facebook say, you know, or I saw someone comment, you know, the Jones thing is a result of the Packers needing to pay Jordan Love. And it's no, that is 100% incorrect. The Jones contract right now, the one they're working through and with, is a direct result of the Packers continuing to kick the can when Aaron Rodgers was still in town and they were trying to keep the band together to go win one more ring with Aaron. That's this contract. The adjustment from last year was the contract that they signed during that period. It's got very little to do with Jordan Love. Now, of course, they are going to sign Jordan Love to a contract extension, and that does touch everything else because it's all a puzzle and it all fits together. However, Jones needing to take less or work with them on the cap hit has got nothing to do with Jordan's deal. It has everything to do with them basically having to deal with kicking the can for 3 or 4 years coming out of the pandemic. It's as simple as that. Mike, what's going on, man? I will say it till it becomes reality, but I want Tavondre Sweat lined up to Kenny, TJ, and Wyatt. Come training camp. Make it happen, Goody. Oh, I love this idea. I love this dream. I think that dream died as soon as he finished testing in Indy, and we saw his RAS score hit, like, what, just above 4? Not saying it's impossible, not saying it could never happen, but I'd be very surprised. I love the player, though. I'd absolutely adore him in green and gold, but yeah, I got a hard time imagining that the Packers and Brian are going to make that big of an exception. Thank you, Nags, for always being a voice of reason in this internet, full armchair influencer experts. Hey, I've had plenty of people accuse me of being exactly that, so I don't know if I'm a voice of anything other than just another Packers fan with a microphone, but I appreciate that sentiment. I try to keep it real, try to keep my mind open. Yeah, there's always going to be certain things that I'm sitting here going, no. But for the most part, it's what I try to do. Mike, RAS is so overrated. Well, it depends on who's doing the rating, right? And it's like, it's not a question of it being overrated or underrated. It just is. It's an athletic testing threshold mechanism that allows you to understand where guys fit athletically. That's it. Now, the fact that the Packers, whatever their method is, I don't think they use RAS, but whatever their athletic testing is, seems to line up pretty well with RAS. So you can dismiss it all you want, but the Packers clearly value its utilization or the utilization of something similar to it. And by the way, they've been doing this since like the dawn of time. Like they've had athletic thresholds since Ron Wolf was in town, and they've won a lot of football games and found a lot of really good football players utilizing it. So you can call it overrated. You can get frustrated with it because it takes players that you like off their board or what have you, but it's been pretty damn effective. We're back to the beginning. Poor Broncos, LOL, gave up a lot to release Russell Wilson. I mean, they took a swing, you know, and then they got a new coach that wants to go in his own direction. What's always going to be funny to me is that not only did they trade for Russell, but now this new GM who, you know, had to put out the statement today was forced to give Russell Wilson the contract extension that they are going to be dealing with now, the $85 million dead cap hit, etc., because ownership made him do it. God bless NFL owners, man. John Simatovich, thank you for being a Care of the G Club member. Really appreciate you, man. Sorry I couldn't make it out in Indy. It was a week. Hope you enjoyed District Tap. Appreciate all you do. Thoughts and prayers to Mort. Cancer sucks. Yeah, man. The Mort news is hard. But, man, it's all good. I understand. It's hard to get people at last minute, and I did kind of leave it as far as putting the meetup together. I was dealing with a lot of other stuff. But everyone who came out to District Tapped, I can't thank you guys enough. It was a lot of fun in Indy. Also, be sure you check out – I put a link here on YouTube in the community page. I also put it on Twitter and Facebook. Tim Van Voren over at Fox Milwaukee did a nice piece on the meetup and Cheesehead TV in general. Be sure you check that out. Tim did a really nice job of putting it kind of in nice perspective as far as what Cheesehead TV is and what we do and what we're about and what it means to people, etc. Really appreciate that. Next, it's official. My dad passed the season tickets to me. I am stock/season ticket holder now. 3512-331. Go Pack Go. Kevin, congratulations, man. That is so awesome. That is the opposite of myself, where my father was willed my grandpa's season tickets, my mom's dad, and he passed on them because he was a teacher in the early 80s, and the Packers were terrible and didn't look like they were ever going to be good again. So he passed on season tickets, and now I am number like 35,000 on the waiting list. True story. So congratulations, man. Enjoy it. Relish it. Don't sell your tickets to Bears fans or any other fan base when you can't make a game. That's my only entreaty to you. Logan says, Tom Grossi interviewed Max Melton, Cooper DeJean, and Tyler Newbin. That means two of those three will be Green Bay Packers. My optimism will never die. Logan, is that what it means? Because all I know is I keep seeing, you know, draft videos from Tom that are the Packers selecting guys he didn't want. I mean, he knows the drill. He knows how to get those views. I don't know. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. You go to Tom Grassi's page, you'll see lots of him at the draft or watching the draft, melting down, being upset. The Jordan Love selection being a prime example there. But I get it, man. The game is the game. Sammy, how you doing, man? If Aaron Jones is gone, I say we draft Jalen Wright out of Tennessee. He's a one-for-one skill-wise. I mean, even if they don't let go of Jones, that's not a bad idea. It's a legit possibility. I mean, don't get it twisted. Jones is, you know, towards the end of his career. The Packers will be looking forward. Investing in talent is what it's all about. Draft and develop. You know, I would not be surprised if they took a swing there in any way, shape, or form. All right, everybody, I got to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Have a great night, everybody. Go Pack Go.